Hey, Don, can I borrow a buck for the vending machine?
Sure, Yaya. What you gonna get?
I don't know. Maybe a Charleston Chew? Whoa, is that your wallet?
Yep. Let's see. I'm pretty sure I have a dollar bill here somewhere.
It's, pretty stuffed. What have you got in there?
Just the regular stuff. Driver's license, credit card, bank card, another credit card, some phone numbers, receipts, a movie ticket stub for Rocky? Wow, that was a long time ago. Let's see, what else?
Hold on. Do you ever throw anything away?
Of course I do, Yael. But I like to hold on to stuff, too. I mean, you never know when you'll need...
A movie ticket from 1977?
Okay, I get the point. Maybe my wallet is a little stuffed.
More than a little, I'd say. And for your own health, you should really slim it down.
Why?
Well, you keep your wallet in your back pocket, right?
Yeah.
So, when you sit down, the wallet presses on the piriformis muscle, which puts pressure on the sciatic nerve that runs down your leg.
So, what you're saying is that sitting on my gigantic wallet can give me sciatica.
Right. Over time, sitting on anything, whether it's a wallet or on something else, can irritate your sciatic nerve, which causes severe pain in your lower back and legs.
All right, so I'll clean out my wallet. And here's a dollar.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.